Bank of Cardiff, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy. It's Kip Fawcett. How are you?
Hi, Kip. I'm doing well.
Welcome
How
to
are
Maine.
you?
Good. Good.
Thanks
Thank you.
for.
Good. Is now still a good time?
Yeah, now's a great time. Thank you so much for
Okay,
reaching
great.
out.
Yeah. No
So yeah, I
problem.
actually so yeah, we're Bank of Cardiff. We're a ISO broker located out in San Diego, California. My supervisor actually advised me to reach out to you. We had seen a lot of customers with competing balances on their bank statements and whatnot. And so we just kind of wanted to understand what your product was and learn a little bit about your company and see if we could possibly start a business relationship.
Oh, interesting. So you saw that they were we had lent them some money, or and they were looking for an equipment lease from you guys as well.
Yeah, we do equipment leasing as well as working capital for our customers. So
Okay.
it's a pretty good mix, I would say.
Your customers mainly in the U.S.? It looks like your website seems to be international. I'm not sure if that's just the pictures or if it's mainly a U.S. business.
Yes, we're strictly a U.S. business, though we do have a call
Got it.
center in Mexico. And within the
Okay.
U.S., we
Okay,
have
cool.
about 60 employees here between San Diego and Orange County. And yeah,
Okay.
we fund about $3 million a month in deals, which is pretty split down the middle between equipment finance and working capital. What makes us different is that our average deal size is about 100K, and we advertise ourselves on quick turnaround time and easy communication with customers and other lenders that we work with.
Okay, that's interesting. You guys are a bank. You guys are a bank, right? And your regulated as a bank. And you take deposits as well.
We are a commercial finance and leasing company, and Bank of Cardiff is just part of the name.
Great. So, I don't know how much you know about Fundation, if you've been to our website or not, but we're a non-bank lender for the small business. We have two products. One's just an installment loan, and
Okay.
one's a line of credit. Both are unsecured, and we do file a UCC. But they're really unsecured loans for small businesses, ranging in size from $20,000 up to $1 million in size. All the loans they're not like you may be familiar with, like merchant cash advances or other types of loans. Yeah, so we don't. Ours are simple. It's a very customer-friendly product and regulatory-friendly product, so it's just a stated interest rate plus an origination fee. There's no prepayment penalty, so if someone takes out a loan from us, all they owe us, the next day is just accrued interest plus principal. There's no other hidden
Okay.
fees.
I see. Agreed. So do you guys work with other brokers or people, businesses in our role?
So we do. So we kind of a couple different channels. One, we work with banks to fund loans for companies that they wouldn't fit their credit box, which maybe, I'm not sure if you guys are also in that same bucket or not, I don't know. And then we work with some of the loan brokers and some other financial companies to get referrals, such as this, whether it's a turn down loan or something that if you guys can't do it or something like that, then we do have relationships where we partner with folks to help find capital for funds that people that can't they can't find capital for.
Awesome. Do you mind if
Mean,
I
for instance, our loan.
go ahead?
No, go ahead.
Oh, no.
Our loan's average interest rate is around like 15%. I don't know if you guys have a lot of. I don't know what your average rate for your loans is. If your are your lines of credit secured or are they unsecured for the most part?
Unsecured.
So I don't know what rate. I don't know if your rate, the rate you charge. I don't know if you how big your credit box is. I mean, credit boxes may be the same. They may be different. I don't know. I mean, what's the average interest rate you guys have on your lines of credit? Do you know, or can you say?
I don't know actually. Just that the lines of credit that are approved are coming from a third party. So, so what we do currently is we work with other lenders such as OnDeck, Can Capital, Winset. Those are just some of the top producing lenders within our portfolio. And what our role is right. Essentially. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, so yeah, what I was just saying was that our role here is we receive an application from our customer, and then after reviewing the file, we go ahead and just submit that to the different lenders that we work with and see if we can get the best approval for the customer, and our sales rep will in turn sell the deal to the customer. So I'm just trying to get some information about you guys and see if, your product is a good fit for our business. So what is the ideal customer in your portfolio? Do you guys have a minimum credit score that you look at, minimum time in business?
Yeah, we like to, these are not hard and fast rules, they're kind of guidelines, but our minimum FICO is 600.
Okay.
I think mid 600s is kind of our average is probably just south of 700 in our portfolio.
Okay.
We say 2 years in business, although we have funded loans that are less than 2 years in business if it's a good performing company.
Mhm. All right. What is your? Can you just go over quickly what your minimum and max loan amount is? You said it was 20K
minimum? A million on the high end.
Okay.
Although our average loan size is probably around $100,000 right now, so we see a lot more in the smaller end of that range.
And what about the terms that you guys offer to customers? Do you guys go out to like 18 months, 2 years? What's the minimum and maximum term length?
On our straight installment loan products, 1 to 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And then we're rolling out a term loan. And our term line of credit is an 18 months amortizing. Every time you draw, it's 18 month amortization schedule.
I see. On the installment loans, you said?
On the installment, it's 1 to 4 years. On the line of credit, it's just every time you draw, it's an 18-month amortization schedule.
Okay. Do you guys allow for syndication with any of the partners that you work with?
We have not in the past, no, done any of that. We keep the whole loan in our books.
Okay. Are there any lenders that you would compare yourself to?
I don't, not really, because our product is much different than like OnDeck and Cans.
Uh-huh.
I mean, OnDeck has a term loan product, but their main product, their merchant cash advance product, where, you borrow 15, pay back 60 is much different. That has a prepayment penalty and it's a factor rate. There's no really interest rate. So our product is much better than that. And we find that we are refinancing people, a lot of people out of those loans.
Mm-hmm.
So someone who took a loan, a couple months ago or a year ago, for one of those guys, it's figured out that it's very expensive, and they come to us and ask us to help them refinance that. Because even, a 15% interest rate is much better than, a 10% factor rate or a 20% factor rate.
Right.
So we're getting a lot of people who are have figured that out and are able to refinance out of that, help their business become more stable because of it.
Okay.
I think our customers are really customers who can't quite get a bank loan, whether they're at the bank. Some banks have a maximum they can handle for a client. Some clients must cash faster, or they want an SBA loan and they can't get it for 8 months. So they come to us, and then they can prepay us back without penalty when they get the SBA loan. Things like that is who we find our customers are.
Okay. Are there any restricted industries for you guys? Ones that you guys will not underwrite or are able to fund?
Yeah, there are any kind of finance business, like a payday lender, we won't finance. there's half a dozen. I can't my list. There's a half a dozen.
Some of the ones that we commonly come across that are, you know, restricted by most of the lenders are, you know, car dealerships, lawyers, advertising agencies, any type of marketing companies. Are those also part of, like, your restricted industries as well?
No. All the ones you mentioned, only used car dealerships. We won't do it, but we will do lawyers. We've done dentists. We've done doctors. We've done marketing firms. We've done all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Travel agencies?
Sure.
Okay. It's good to know. And so for the payments that your payments made for the loan, are they weekly payments, daily payments, monthly payments? How is that structured for the customer?
For the installment loan, it's twice per month. For the line of credit, that's once per month.
Okay.
All right. I do see that I received that.
All right. So if we were to move forward, is there a copy of like an ISO contract that we could review? What would you require in order for us to, you know, submit customers to you guys?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I work in the bank partnerships with another colleague who runs all of the programs we have with folks like yourselves. So I can, if you guys are interested, I can definitely get him in touch with you guys and have a conversation about that. I just don't know exactly what that is, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
I'd have to ask him to get involved. But I doubt it's different than what you've done for the folks, but I can certainly find out and let you know if that's helpful.
Okay. So it would just be somebody handling that relationship, and he's from a different department. We could discuss with him then maybe what the next steps would be.
Exactly. Yeah, I think it came to me because they saw Bank of Cardiff, so they assumed it was, you know, a community bank or commercial bank.
Okay. Yeah, I understand. It's a little misleading. People think that all the time.
Right. So that's why it came to me. So I deal with all of our bank partners. So.
Yeah, it was kind of like a food desk, and then there was like.
I can ask the guy who's in charge of all of all the ISO partnerships to get you information.
Okay. Yeah, that would be great. Is there a name or phone number that you could provide to me, or you said that he would be reaching out?
I'll talk to his name is Doug, but let me talk to him. I'm not sure who he wants on his team to reach out to you, so let me talk to him, and I'll make sure the person reaches out to you.
Sounds great, and feel free to pass along the information you have about me, my direct line.
Yep.
Name and company, and I'll look forward to hearing from him later.
That sounds great. I'll do that.
Okay. Thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Amy. You too. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, perfect.